So I'll start with the prayer, if that's all right. Dear Lord, I pray that you would lead us to be the Good Samaritans to those around us. Lord, would you give us opportunities to show your love to others? And Lord, would you bless Joe and I now as we speak? Amen. So, Joe, in your opinion, who would you say the Good Samaritan was?
So, I think the Good Samaritan was a standard for us to meet, something for us to aim for. But in the same way, the Samaritans showed such love to the Jew that it's an awakening for us, a humbling experience. Jesus showed us how to live, what is good and right, a really clear path. The thing is, the Jews hated the Samaritans, and likewise, the feud went back generations, and almost no one had tried to make peace between the two nations. The Samaritan then broke those boundaries and lavished the love onto the Jew. He took care of his needs. This was pure, unadulterated love. He took clothes off his own back to bandage the Jew's wounds and gave him something to wear. Pouring oil and wine onto the man instead of dabbing the expensive liquids sparingly. He took luggage off his donkey and carried it himself to the nearest inn. There he stayed the night, taking care of the Jew himself and offering to pay any extras for the innkeeper to look after the Jew. 2 denarii is at least a couple of days' wages, and that was a really large sacrifice for the Samaritan. And majority of us love one person in that way at least once in our lives, and that's ourselves. Jesus wanted us to see that if we say we love God, then we need to also love our neighbours and treat everyone as we would treat ourselves. So, Owen, what can we learn from the lawyer's answers to Jesus' questions?
So the way I look at it is that the lawyer correctly quoted the law in response. But I don't think he's really learned from the law, in my opinion, because he learned the law by book and not by heart. What I mean by that is, you know, when Jesus asked the question, who is the real neighbour to the man in need? The lawyer answers, the man who had mercy on him. He didn't actually give the Samaritan credit outright for his actions. He agrees that we should love our neighbour, but then despises his neighbour so much that he cannot even draw himself to give credit where it's due. And I wonder how often do we relate to this? Do we know the law and we know our instructions, but we fail to apply true and genuine love to these situations? If we read something in the Bible that we aren't particularly keen on, do we dismiss it and ignore it? Do we try and change the Bible to fit what we want to live by? Or do we accept that, as a Christian, we need to sacrifice our old habits and old ways and live in accordance with God's will? So unfortunately, kids, when the Bible says we need to obey our parents, it is telling the truth. You can ask our parents about that one. So who are the priest and the Levite, in your opinion?
Well, Jesus was talking to a lawyer. A lawyer would really relate to these people due to their social class and place in society. Jesus used this story and parable to break down barriers of class, as well as breaking down the idea of self-pride. Jesus gave a very clear example of what not to do and how not to live, and the Jewish leaders embodied this. Jesus wanted the lawyer to admit that he was like the prince, the priest, and Levite. Admit that he cannot love everyone like the Samaritan loved the Jew, and that the lawyer was not perfect. Owen, when Jesus shares a parable, it is usually to help people understand the kingdom of God. How is so in the parable of the Good Samaritan?
So in many ways, I think we are the man who was beaten up. We relate to him. We are broken and beaten up by our sin and the ways of the enemy. And it's Jesus who lifts us to our feet. And rather than pay 2 denarii for our upkeep, he paid his life on the cross so that we may stay with God for more than just a night, but eternally in his presence. Jesus is countercultural. He doesn't see race or background as a barrier. Furthermore, whatever we've done in the past does not make a difference to Jesus' unconditional love. Jews and Samaritans have done so many sinful acts against each other and God, but this didn't interfere with Samaritans' actions. Jesus is no exception to this. So now we want to turn the question over to you guys, so just get into groups wherever you are. We want to ask that, what challenges do you face daily when trying to break down barriers, or when you're actively trying to reach out other people that you don't agree with or you don't get along with? Give you like 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll come around with a mic and ask for feedback. So yeah.
The time starts now.